this month is National IBS Awareness Month. So to talk to me more about the problem, I have on the phone British Acupuncture Council member Virginia Copper. Good afternoon, Virginia.
Hello.
And, I mean, so we're on the phone to talk about the IBS Awareness Month.
Yes.
What is IBS?
Well, IBS is it's quite a long-term and often debilitating condition that causes reoccurring pain or discomfort in the abdomen. It's very uncomfortable. It causes horrible symptoms like bloating, swelling, bouts of diarrhea, alternating with constipation, and feeling sick. These are just some of the symptoms which cause misery for many sufferers.
Now, is it something where the symptoms are really varied in how bad they are? Because I remember having a friend at school and she used to complain of IBS, and I'm pretty sure it was just a reaction to her getting drunk the night before.
That can be possible. You can have it very mildly. Some people are able to manage it quite well. They know that they're intolerant or can't sort of digest certain foods or drink, and they manage it, they get over it, and they're okay. Other people, it's just very, very, very debilitating and causes absolute misery in their lives.
All right, so it can all be to do with sort of dietary choices and eating stuff that you don't even know you have an allergy or disliking to.
Absolutely. It can be caused by all sorts of things. It could actually be caused by a tummy bug that wasn't treated very well and has left some sort of, you know, infection or parasites. It can be very, very exacerbated by stress. Stress is a very big thing with IBS. And if we can treat the stress and advise patients on their lifestyles, you know, sometimes it's a lot to do with the personality they are that can make IBS much worse. So we will advise on other things apart from using acupuncture.
Right. Now, I was quite shocked to read that this affects up to 20% of us in the UK. That is just an astonishingly high figure.
It really is astonishing, isn't it? Acupuncture is a branch of Chinese medicine that recognizes the importance of healthy bowels for overall physical and emotional health. And I think the emotional thing is a big key here. I think we're, as Westerners, very, very stressed. We work long hours. We have, you know, families, bereavements. We have to deal with all those everyday things as well. And it's quite common that the bowel is very affected by emotional disorders. So that's something we really need to pay attention to. In fact, the colon is probably the more sensitive. It's more sensitive to psychological and emotional states than any other part of the body. And worry often speeds up the transit of its contents and results in loose stools. And then you can liken it actually to the drainage system, if you like. You know, if your pipes are all flowing well, everything's moving well, nothing will back up, nothing will stagnate, causing constipation, if you like. As an acupuncturist, you know, we can help clear those blockages, keep the chi, the energy, flowing well. Everything works better, the internal organs work better, and restore the body to harmony and balance, and you know, the bowels will then calm down.
It's a horrible thought. I didn't realise my bowels were such a sensitive being.
Unfortunately, yes.
So, I mean, the link between IBS and how effective acupuncture is quite a recent one, isn't it?
No, I think it's been recognised for a very long time. Why do you say quite a recent one?
Well, I don't know if it's just, I mean, quite often that the alternative medicinal path doesn't entirely get recognised, does it?
I think people have been, you know, going to the doctor for years and they've been given tablets to help relieve symptoms, that sort of thing. But often they find that it's a short-term effect and doesn't work long-term. And I'm finding, you know, it's true. People come to me sometimes as a last port of call. They've tried everything else and, oh, well, I just don't know what else to do. I'll go and see an acupuncturist. And then they're actually very pleasantly surprised because we look at that person as a, because it's a holistic therapy and we look at them as a whole and we look at all aspects of their life, what's happening with them, you know, they find that this will help them in the long term much better.
Right. So, I mean, in its crudest sense, how is you putting needles in someone going to help their bowel system?
Right, okay. Because when we insert a needle into these energy channels along the body, they are actually, you know, providing a particular function on the body, such as we unblock stagnation, we move energy around the body. By putting the needle in, we can reduce pain. It also raises the immune system. It helps the body digest food better. It helps the colon eliminate better. There's so many things. We strengthen the digestive tract. We also, very, very important, which I find more, reduce the anxiety and depression and decrease stress, which will, you know, make the bowel fire off sort of thing, just when you don't want it to.
Okay.
And, yeah, so many things.
Right. I mean, and is it like you only have to go once and you're on the road to recovery, or is it a course of treatment?
That really depends on how long you've had it. If it's, we tend to say 6 months or more is a chronic condition. But to be honest, IBS really is a chronic condition, because by the time you realize and it's been properly diagnosed, it is chronic. So you're probably looking at a course of 6 treatments. And then after that, maybe fortnightly, then once a month. And when people find they're so much better, it's then a good idea to come every maybe 6 weeks, 6, 8 weeks for a sort of maintenance treatment. And we use it very much then as a preventative medicine to keep everything flowing very well.
But I imagine it's quite sort of relaxing, just empty head time, and that probably helps the whole process as well.
Oh, absolutely. I think just coming and having time to yourself, and, you know, I'm usually an hour with people, and people can talk, they can get things off their chest. It's so unbelievably relaxing. You wouldn't think putting a needle in would actually induce a state of relaxation, but it really does. When we put a needle in, we're actually stimulating nerve endings, but it also sends a message to the brain where it releases the morphine-like substance, dopamine, that's right. And this has a calming effect on the body. It's not only stimulating, but it's very calming. So when people come to me, it's for them, it's their time. They can unload, get everything off their chest. Also, the needles are helping literally to calm people down. I mean, I hear people say, oh, my limbs are so heavy, I feel like I can't move them. It's just that is a relaxation response.
Right. I'm not sure I'd want you chatting away to me while you're putting the needles in. I'd want you to concentrate.
Yeah. I can do both at the same time. But yes, of course. So it's just some people like to talk. They like to talk. They like to get things off their chest. Other people, you can absolutely tell they would just like to be very quiet. And some people even fall asleep, believe it or not. I haven't actually done that with a needle in me, but some people do.
Dear me. So, I mean, you're a member of the British Acupuncture Council. What is that organisation? What do they aim to do?
Well, the British Acupuncture Council, I think they've got a membership of nearly 3,000 professionally qualified acupuncturists. They're a very large professional body. And their members practice a traditional holistic style of acupuncture diagnosis based on a system developed and refined over 2,000 years. So anybody under the British Acupuncture Council, you will know, has done at least 3 or 4 years degree level training to degree level. So they are our body, you know, that we're under. And, that's it, really. Yeah.
Right. And you're working to help raise awareness and increase understanding of IBS during this awareness month, presumably so people don't just think it's something they have to get on with alone or take pills for.
That's right, yes. They've got a website if anybody's interested in trying to find out a bit more about this. I don't know if you want me to give
you that.
Yeah,
that'd be lovely, yeah.
Now, having said that, it's here.
You've set yourself up now.
Way, isn't it? Yes. Okay, the British Acupuncture Council website is www.acupuncture.org.uk.
Well, that's a nice simple one.
Yeah.
As long
and
as you can
spell
acupuncture.
And they'll have lots of information on that website that will help people.
Okay. Now, the thing I liked when I was reading up a bit about the IBS stuff is that a lot more women apparently go to seek help for it. Why would that be?
Yes, I know. they say more women suffer from it, but equal amount of men do. I hate to say it, but I think it is a typical male sort of response, you know. Women tend to do something about their problems. They will, you know, go and seek help. But I don't know why it's a sort of a male thing, and it shouldn't be, that they feel it's not something they want to go and discuss.
That does surprise me. I would think that men would be more willing to discuss their bowel movements than than women.
Well, with strangers, I'm not so sure. But I think, you know, men are often the people that need it because they're very stressed individuals working so hard. I mean, I'm not saying women aren't too, but, you know, I mean, my husband's classic when he's got something wrong. You know, he tends to sort of talk a lot about it, but doesn't do a lot about it. So usually I have to make the appointment, and then he's like, oh, I wish I'd done that ages ago, you know.
So, I mean, there's a long list of symptoms that go hand in hand with IBS. The exact cause isn't known, but if someone is experiencing, you know, bloating, swelling, and general irritability of the bowel, would you say go to a doctor as your first port of call, or would you say perhaps consult an a holistic therapist?
To be honest, I would say go to the doctor first, because those symptoms can be the sign of other things and maybe more serious things. Usually, in 80% of cases, it's simply IBS. You can be very healthy otherwise with IBS. You know, it's not a serious illness in that way. It can feel like it is, but it's not. So I generally, when people come to me, I mean, I'm pretty experienced now. I can sort of say, yes, probably IBS. But I actually do like them to go to the doctor to make sure that we are not treating them and masking something more serious that could be underlying.
But they need to act quite quickly, you say. Is it quite easy to diagnose?
Yes and no. The trouble is with IBS, it can be a generic name for lots of other problems. You know, there are lots of other serious bowel problems you can have. So by elimination, a doctor will tend to diagnose IBS. It's simple from the symptoms. If somebody just says to you, I have this, that, and that, you say that's probably IBS. And in that way, it's simple. But it needs to be confirmed, I feel, anyway, because, you know, you don't want to be masking something more serious. If the doctor says, yes, you're all okay, the blood tests are okay, your stool sample is okay, it's IBS, then I would say seek a practitioner, and I think acupuncture will help you unbelievably.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Virginia.
Oh, that's all right. Lovely to speak to you.
And acupuncture.org.uk if people want to find out a bit more.
That's right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.